Odysseus, long enduring, broke into a smile and turned to his son with pointed, winging words. Leave your mother here in the hall to test me, as she will. She soon will know me better. Now, because I'm filthy, wear such grimy rags, she spurns me. Your mother still can't bring herself to believe I am her husband. But you and I put heads together. What's our best defense? When someone kills a lone man in the realm, who leaves behind him no great band of avengers, still the killer flees, goodbye to kin and country. But we brought down the best of the island's princes, the pillars of Ithaca. Weigh it well, I urge you. Look to it all yourself now, father, his son deferred at once. You are the best on earth, they say, when it comes to mapping tactics. No one, no mortal man can touch you there. But we're behind you, hearts intent on battle, nor do I think you'll find us short on courage, long as our strength will last. Then here's our plan, the master of tactics said. I think it's best. First, go and wash, and pull fresh tunics on, and tell the maids in the hall to dress well too, and let the inspired bard take up his ringing lyre, and lead off for us all a dance so full of heart, that whoever hears the strains outside the gates, a passer-by in the road, a neighbour round about, will think it's a wedding feast that's underway. No news of the suitor's death must spread through town till we have slipped away to our own estates, our orchard green with trees. There we'll see what winning strategy Zeus will hand us then. They hung on his words and moved to orders smartly. First they washed and pulled fresh tunics on. The women arrayed themselves. The inspired bard struck up his resounding lyre and stirred in all a desire for dance and song, the lovely lilting beat, till the great house echoed round to the measured tread of dancing men in motion, women sashed and lithe. And whoever heard the strains outside would say, a miracle, someone's married the queen at last, one of her 100 suitors. That callous woman, too faithless to keep her lord and master's house to the bitter end. Till he came sailing home. So they'd say, blind to what had happened, the great-hearted Odysseus was home again at last. The maid Eurynome bathed him, rubbed him down with oil, and drew around him a royal cape and choice tunic too. And Athena crowned the man with beauty, head to foot, made him taller to all eyes, his build more massive. Yes, and down from his brow the great goddess ran his curls like thick hyacinth clusters full of blooms. As a master craftsman washes gold over beaten silver, a man the god of fire and Queen Athena trained in every fine technique, and finishes of his latest effort, handsome work, so she lavished splendor over his head and shoulders now. He stepped from his bath, glistening like a god, and back he went to the seat that he had left, and facing his wife declared, strange woman, so hard. The gods of Olympus made you harder than any other woman in the world. What other wife could have a spirit so unbending? Holding back from her husband, home at last for her, after bearing 20 years of brutal struggle? Come, nurse, make me a bed. I'll sleep alone. She has a heart of iron in her breast. Strange man, wary Penelope said, I am not so proud, so scornful, nor am I overwhelmed by your quick change. You look, how will I know, the way he looked, setting sail from Ithaca years ago aboard the long-oared ship. Come, Eurycleia. Move the sturdy bedstead out of our bridal chamber, that room the master built with his own hands. Take it out now, sturdy bed that it is, and spread it deep with fleece, blankets and lustrous throws to keep him warm. Putting her husband to the proof. But Odysseus blazed up in fury, lashing out at his loyal wife. Woman, your words, they cut me to the core. Who could move my bed? Impossible task. Even for some skilled craftsman, unless a god came down in person, quick to lend a hand, lifted it out with ease and moved it elsewhere. Not a man on earth, not even at peaked strength, would find it easy to prise it up and shift it. No, a great sign, a hallmark lies in its construction. I know.